From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens appeared in court today as jury selection got underway in his criminal trial. He is accused of taking a compromising photo of a woman with whom he has acknowledged having an affair. The Republican governor faces the potential of prison time if convicted of the felony invasion of privacy charge, but has consistently denied any criminal wrongdoing. His trial proceedings began with St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson reviewing hardships that could keep prospective jurors from serving through the entire trial, which is expected to last through next week. Six of the first 40 potential jurors were released because of hardships. Of those who remained, five additional people had been dismissed by midday at the request of Greitens' defense attorneys after expressing negative opinions about the governor. One questioned Greitens' truthfulness, and another was aware of legislative discussions about his impeachment. One dismissed woman had described an unspecified Greitens campaign ad as kind of a jerky thing to do, but had said she could be impartial during his trial. In addition to the invasion of privacy case, Greitens faces a separate criminal charge in St. Louis of tampering with computer data. He allegedly disclosed the donor list of the Mission Continues to his political fundraiser in 2015, without the permission of the St. Louis-based veterans charity he founded. No trial date has been set yet for that case. The legislature also is to convene in special session May 18th to consider whether to try to impeach Greitens. That session could last up to 30 days. If Greitens were impeached, the Senate then would appoint a panel of judges to preside over a trial on whether to remove him from office. His current trial could result in a penalty of up to 4 years in prison. Missouri lawmakers and healthcare groups are working to remedy the state's physician shortage by keeping their medical students in state. An Association of American Medical Colleges report shows that about a quarter of Missouri's medical school graduates stay in the state. Missouri's medical schools graduate about 1,000 students each year, but the state offers only 725 residency slots. The Columbia Missourian reported that the Missouri Hospital Association and the Missouri Healthcare Workforce Coalition are collaborating with lawmakers to boost residency funding. The Missouri legislature has voted to raise the age at which suspects are automatically prosecuted as adults from 17 to 18. The bill would add a $3.50 charge to all civil lawsuits to help the juvenile justice system absorb more people. Youth charged with certain serious crimes could still be tried as adults. Currently, Missouri is one of five states to automatically try 17-year-olds in adult courts. The bill would also allow youth forced into prostitution to have their court records wiped clean. The Missouri legislature also passed a bill today making it easier to terminate a father's parental rights if the child was the result of rape. The bill would allow a judge to end a father's paternal rights if there was clear, cogent, and convincing evidence that he raped the mother, resulting in the pregnancy. The judge would also have to consider whether termination was in the child's best interest. Women would still be eligible to receive child support if the father's rights were terminated. Both the bills will next go to the governor's desk. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.